Life as an active family means full schedules. Am I right? Okay, so if you're like us and our family, we love giving our kids the opportunity to really refine their skill set, make amazing friendships, and live an active life doing the sports that they love. However, behind the scenes, balancing work, family, and activities, it can be a lot. It's amazing, and there are some weeks when it just feels like too much. So, as a registered holistic nutritionist and a multi-passionate entrepreneur, a hockey, soccer, baseball mom, I just want to say, I feel you. Okay? In today's episode, ways to map out quick snacks and meals so that you avoid takeout and overspending on your grocery bill. Some of the reasons that we are really trying to anchor into teaching our kids why we fuel our bodies in the way that we do for performance and recovery, and a little behind the scenes of how we make this work in our house. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman. Feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Hey, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And let's get right into it, okay? So first off, I don't know where you are in this season, literally right now, with your kiddos and activities. Over here, we are officially actually have our final hockey tournament of the season. And then it's so funny, right? Especially if you play certain sports and they have tryouts right away. We are skirting into registering for tryouts and like looking ahead to fall sports in the spring. And that's just kind of how it works. But you're also like signing up for the spring and summer things, and practices are, you know, we've got indoor soccer, indoor baseball kind of overlapping. It's that season of overlap. But today's podcast episode is really, you know, the things that I'm thinking about in our household. It's the things I'm talking about with my girlfriends. And I really hope that this helps you because I'm very passionate about this as a mom of active kiddos and as a registered holistic nutritionist and how I support other families as they map this out. So if you're like us, you love giving your kids the opportunity. And yes, some weeks it feels like a lot. Like, I get it. So there's times somebody actually sent me a meme the other day, and it was kind of like you sign your kids up for these things and then somehow you're acting surprised at your schedule sometimes. So if you are sick of grabbing takeout, spending too much on groceries, and always asking yourself like, what is for dinner? Or you just know that you're not eating as wholesome and whole as you could, this is for you. You know, we're a family that is active. We're in a lot of different activities. My husband and I work evenings. My husband travels. Like, being healthy, we have this conversation a lot. It's like being healthy requires intention, and it requires a plan, because you aren't just going to show up and it's all figured out for you. So I just really want to empower you to get back to the basics and take a bird's eye view of what this season means for you. Thankfully, the days are getting longer. There's more sunshine where we live. And I just think we're all feeling a lot happier because of that as well. And I am, again, very intentional about how I anchor my mornings and my evenings if you have not figured out what that routine and those rhythms feel like and look like for you and your family right now, that's a great place to start, because that's really going to allow you to create space in your day to plan out, to map, to prep, whatever that means. And here's what I hate seeing, or myself, when I've found myself like, what's for dinner? Let's grab pizza. I don't want you to overspend on groceries. We all know that everything is costing a lot more now. And so let's be really, really careful and very aware of where and how we are voting with our dollars as we purchase food. And so to take this one step further, let's go back, because I think this even comes down to the conversations you're having in your home. And hopefully you're making as many meals as you can in your own kitchen. Yes, I love convenience. There's ways to do this healthfully, whatever that word is. But I think a lot of it comes down to education for our children, because inevitably we are the gatekeeper to health in our home. What we do and what we lead, how we lead, what we mirror to them is what they're going to do. This is the lessons that they're learning. So sometimes it's unlearning and relearning for ourselves and implementing these habits and routines and what healthy is. But let's like teach our kids why, you know, why do we fuel our bodies in the way that we do? Well, it's for performance. If you put, you know, trash into your body, your performance is not going to be as good as it can be. And that being said, I mean, of course, there are times that kids, we're not creating, okay, let me say this. We're not creating a bad or poor relationship to food for kids. Nothing is good or bad. I try to avoid that language with my own kids. It's just educating them on understanding why we would make certain choices. So I'm not here shaming anybody. I'm just saying, we just let them understand, you know, they're not going to know if we don't teach them. And so by you choosing to lead yourself first, they will see what you do. And as the gatekeeper, what you bring into your home is inevitably what they're going to eat and have exposure to. But I'm, you know, with our kids, we are talking about like the timing of meals. What does a good meal look like before a practice or before a game? How do you recover after a game? Like, what are some cool rhythms and routines? And, you know, whether it's whatever, electrolytes with a little cherry juice, you know, for achy muscles, detox baths, lots of hydration, and the foods beforehand, like having a good balance of some protein and some carbs. What does our how do our muscles use it? Why are we eating it at a specific time? How do you time it? And so my husband is really helpful because he was a professional athlete for 17 years. And it's so fascinating. I think the kids actually really love taking ownership of that and getting to know their own bodies and their own performance. And how do you not crash in the middle of the game and stay fired up, right? So I think it really comes down to education, and you don't need to be, you know, somebody who has taken extensive training or is a nutritionist or, you know, you don't have to have that. You can learn some of these really, really simply. There's lots of great accessible ways. I mean, there's amazing podcasts, there's amazing books. And just using some common sense as well too, right? So how we fuel, like we always say to our kids, put premium in the tank, okay? Don't put the wrong, if you've got a diesel vehicle, don't put ethanol in, you know, like get them to understand their bodies and to have that intention of the food that they're eating as often as possible. It's why I'm very intentional when we're even on the road, if it's an away game and we're gearing up even for this weekend, which is why I was thinking about this topic today. It's like we're gearing up for the weekend. So I just went and stocked up on groceries and I'm thinking ahead, okay, we're probably going to be eating out as a team. It's not a hotel stay for us this weekend because we're close enough, but I will be packing certain foods in my vehicle because one, it's better for our bodies and our minds and good energy and recovery, but it's also going to be a lot better for our budget as a family. Like food is something I do prioritize, having good food, but we don't go out very often. Like we don't get takeout very often at all. Like literally it's usually pizza because my kids are like, can we get takeout pizza? And sometimes it's a treat, but we make different choices. And I think it's an interesting conversation sometimes with people. They don't even realize where their money is going towards food. So if you're somebody that's listening to me being like, yes, I'm sick of getting takeout, or yes, I'm sick of spending so much money and feel like I'm constantly going to the grocery store and never have enough to make a meal, I would just become acutely aware. Do an inventory for the next 30 days and record where all of your money is going for food and beverages. It can be quite shocking. And again, it comes down to priorities. It comes down to the things that are important to you. And I can't tell you what that is, but if this is like a pain point for you and you know this is a bit of a pain point, let's get creative and let's get really intentional about what we're buying. So I think it's just really important. Again, education on why we fuel our bodies in a specific way. And then if you have some good solid rhythms in your morning and your evening, then we're going to be having the capacity to think about what meals we're making, what our families love, how do we integrate some more, you know, healthify it, as I like to say, like how can we make healthy meals or sneak little veggies in here or really optimize and make sure that there's a good source of protein and healthy fats and what is that and how do we have a diversity in the foods that we're eating. So it's easier to have a plan. So to kind of bring it back to even this weekend, like I went and most of my cart was filling up with produce. So I'm thinking ahead to meals that are easy to make that will travel well. So I always have like fresh fruit and veggies on hand. It will have some hummus on the side. I will be making some muffins or a loaf. I think I'm actually going to make like a banana chocolate chip loaf, which is really easy. I always have granola bars. I have some of our superfood little pouches and our happy juice and different like natural energy things for my kids. They're, you know, BioSteel electrolytes. So just having a little diversity of things, some sandwiches. I'll probably make some sandwiches or cut up maybe some meat and cheese and some good crackers. So just thinking about some of those things of like, how can you have a plan? What does that look like for your family? And how can you have the conversation about why this is important to you and your family? Because it doesn't feel good when you are constantly chasing your tail. You feel like you don't have enough time, and then you're left overspending and buying food that doesn't leave you feeling your best. And I think it's such a beautiful opportunity as the adults and as the gatekeepers of health to kind of train our kids, to show them and give them some boundaries and some guidelines and show them why and let them listen to their bodies. And again, I am for convenience sometimes, but like for me, what that looks like would be going to a market. I've talked about places like Wild Hog or sometimes even like a Good Food, Little Green Grocery in Stratford. Like there's these great places that you can go and get pre-assembled meals that are easy to throw into the oven. But again, they're made with better ingredients. And to me, that's fast food. If I can put something in my oven and I don't have to put a lot of time into it, that's really good. And even, you know, we're making the choice not to stay down as a family this hockey weekend because, you know, the dog, the chickens, you know, there's all these things, and just sleeping in our own beds when we're close enough and able to just feels a lot better for me. It is another reason is because I can control more of our food, which is really important. Although there is a way to be very smart when you're traveling for these tournaments or away for the day, you know, we have a good cooler and we pack that up with lots of good stuff. But I'm also thinking ahead. So I actually just pulled out a roast. We buy our beef in bulk from my brother-in-law, which is amazing. That's a great way as a family also to save on costs for your food, is if you can get connected directly to a farmer. And if their farming practices are important to you, that's a great way to make a great relationship with someone who's creating and growing your food. So I pulled a roast out, and I'll be using my slow cooker to make sure that by the time we get home after our meal or after our games on Saturday, I have something that I can chop up. I'm going to have some probably pre-cut vegetables that are easy to kind of saute, and we'll have a nice, hearty, good meal ahead of potentially more games if they move on to the semis and the final. So all this to say, I hope what this just does for you is reminds you of the power you do hold. And if you're not feeling your best and you know that as a family, you could really lean into improving the food choices you're making, your budget is going to thank you, but your body is going to thank you. Their performance will be optimized. Their bodies will recover better. And it's just sometimes we need that little kick in the pants to remember that we do have time for what we prioritize. And I'm with you, some weeks it's like, I could really use a few extra hours in a day, but it comes down to priorities. And sometimes we just need a little tough love to remember that if the health of ourselves and our family is a priority, and if we're choosing to have an active lifestyle, like, let's give our kids the best opportunity and the best tools to feel their best all the time. It's also a great way, especially at this time of the year. You know, there's a lot of people that are feeling sick. We just had some colds start in our house a couple days ago. I could see my son's like panic in his eyes, like, no, I'm not going down before my final hockey tournament. So we just leaned into the tools we have. And I'm so happy to see that after, you know, 24, 36 hours, the symptoms are kind of moving right along and he's feeling much better. I can see his eyes are clearer and his energy's better today, which is great. So another reason, like, immune system health too, when you're eating more of the right fuel as an athlete, as a young athlete, it's so important. So, so important. So I hope that's helpful. And I guess I said I would give a little bit, you know, kind of behind the scenes, which I think I really touched on there. But for me, it's really just having a plan, knowing, and I've said this to you, you can go back and listen to some of the other podcast episodes more around meal planning, but I'm not somebody that necessarily sits and has like a 7-day plan. I'm like more of the 2-day plan girl. And, you know, I think if you stock your pantry and you stock your fridge and your freezer in the right way, you've always got some good options. So understanding what your commitments are and what that needs to look and feel like for your family is really helpful. And then usually always the night before, I'm very acutely aware of what meals are coming up. So I have, if I have to pull, like I said, a roast out, I've already done that. I've already made sure that I have kind of the veggies that are ready to go so that I can just throw it into either the oven or on the stove to saute it. So it's just having a plan, you know, it doesn't have to take you an hour the night before, but I feel like in the evening, or maybe if you're an early riser and you've got a really great morning routine kind of secured, like, what can you get done in even a 15-minute chunk of time to make sure that you know exactly who's going where, when you need to get there, like, what do you need to have packed up of maybe dry foods or things in containers in your fridge, and then what's for dinner? Like, there was nights definitely this season with hockey and other sports that it's like, you know, we're having two dinners. I don't know. The kids are eating like leftover lunches on the way home. We touch down. They want a little something before we leave. And then depending on when we get home, they're starving again. So like, I'm also thinking about meals like, you know, stir fries and different wraps or tacos or one pot meals or one pan sheet meals that are just easy and are easy enough to even warm up or don't have to be warmed up so that we can just grab it when we get home. So it kind of just comes down to finding what works for your family, right? And just meals that you like, easy recipes, but try to make it as wholesome with lots of color and good protein and that sort of stuff, because it is. We're building their bodies, they're building their minds, they're building their confidence as they're doing this. And we love giving our kids the opportunity, but we want to keep our own sanity at the same time, nourish our bodies so that we feel good and we can keep up to them and be those Uber drivers for them, getting them everywhere that they need to go. And I can't stand it when I haven't planned in advance enough and somebody's hungry or we have to make a pit stop somewhere, and I don't love doing that. And again, I do preface this by saying there are great places that you can grab some meals. Like if we are on the road and we have to grab something, our kids love like a smoothie or a booster juice, and you can kind of boost it with some good stuff. Mexican, like a Chipotle, or sometimes subs is a good enough option. So just like kind of getting creative and a little picky, but what you can find on the road. To be honest, if you're in Ontario specifically, like those en routes, there's nothing. There's nothing there that I find for my family or if I feel confident grabbing. So having a plan, having a little cooler always like in your vehicle, or at least some good snacks, you know, trail mix, energy bites. There's all these things that I just try to have on hand. So it's just quick to chuck to the back of the minivan and they can grab whatever they want out of there. And it'll get us home to whatever the next plan is that I've given some thought and a little planning to. So We all want to have a little peace and not feel like the chaos of it. And I get it. There are those weeks, but it feels so much better when you have a bit of a plan. And I would love for you to be very intentional and take an inventory of what your current habits are. Where is your, you know, grocery and food dollars going? And how can you be very intentional about where that goes? Like, how could you maybe invest into a little more convenience in a healthy way? And you might just be shocked, because even if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 times a month that you find yourself going out to a restaurant, like, that makes a big difference on a grocery bill. And I just really want you to prioritize your health and leading in that way, but also giving your kids the understanding of how to optimize their performance and their recovery so that they can have, you know, the greatest potential to feel their best in between school and sports and all the fun that they want to have. So I hope if you're in this in-between like us of seasons or heading off to tournaments and starting to think about your spring and summer schedule and what that looks like, that you can put a little bit of some of these strategies into play. So sending you all of my love today. And if you have any other tips or things that really work for you, like, come let a sister know. I would love to know over on Instagram. I'm always learning too and trying not to be bored with the same things and looking on Pinterest and all these places. So if you have some good ideas or tips, come let me know and I will make sure to share that with other people. So have a beautiful rest of your day. I hope that you are doing well. Take a deep breath. You're doing a great job, Mama. And I will catch you back here next week. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.